mind. If I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Saudi Arabia, high-level talks between the U.S. and Russia today, focusing on ending the war in Ukraine. ABC's Ian Pannell says Ukraine and U.S. allies were not invited.
U.S. and Russian officials face-to-face across the conference table. Secretary of State Marco Rubio leading the American delegation. Remember, the Biden administration all but severing ties with Russia after the launch of the full-scale war, as well as discussing relations. The other things on the agenda were talks about a potential summit between Presidents Trump and Putin and a potential end to the war in Ukraine.
Severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states this week, the majority in Kentucky after flash flooding. The latest round of volatile weather taking aim at the south and west and testing the Texas power grid. And bone-chilling temperatures have moved into the Midwest and Northeast. The measles outbreak in West Texas now growing to 58 cases, jumping by 10 since Friday. 13 people are hospitalized. This is ABC News. As pink slips rained down on the aviation industry in the past decade, Southwest Airlines, the passenger carrier that has never resorted to mass layoffs, is now doing just that.
The email went out Monday to corporate staff all the way up to vice president level.
They were ordered to leave headquarters at 6 p.m.
Aviation analyst Steve Cosgrove says 1,750 workers will learn today whether their jobs at Southwest Airlines are safe. Cosgrove calls it historic.
50 years, they've never laid off. And now they're like every other airline.
The layoffs target 15% of employees at headquarters. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Southwest has not responded to reports that it may consider a partnership with JetBlue. Washington state flag may be getting a makeover. Some state lawmakers are backing a bill to remove the nation's first president from their flag, pointing to the fact that George Washington had no direct connection to the state. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures barely tapping the single digits. This means we'll be feeling sub-zero all day today with another cold weather advisory going into effect tonight, where wind chills will drop us back down to feeling about 30 below. Stay warm. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 4 below.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers will unveil his state budget tonight. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan. That includes an overhaul of Wisconsin's correction system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's waters, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the costs of child care. Wisconsin voters have only one statewide race on the ballot today. That's the primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Incumbent Jill Underley will be challenged by Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright and Milwaukee Education Consultant Brittany Kinzer. The two top finishers advance to the April general election. And much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Organizers hope temperatures won't be too cold for Saturday's race between Cable and Hayward. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the Berkey. Todd Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha, when she turned 26 and lost her parents' insurance, and Elena, when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At AdventHelp, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHelp.com/human spirit.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. While the weather is cold, work does continue on the new Tarrant Park pool building. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the work does continue on the inside of the building.
Whether it's the electrical work or plumbing work inside, or they're putting the ceilings in and so on and so forth, but things are moving along. And we're getting down to sort of those final little details. Recently picked out a few more colors for everything from the lockers.
Construction of the pool itself will start back up in April. That's all dependent on the weather. If all goes well, the pool's expected to open in June. The National Weather Service in La Crosse is looking for storm spotters. The Weather Service will be holding a spotter training class April 10th at the Buffalo County Courthouse starting at 6:30. Attendees will receive basic weather spotter training, and the class is free and open to everyone. For more information on the class, contact the La Crosse National Weather Service office. Asperius Health has received final approval from the Chippewa Falls City Council to build a new hospital in the southeast area of that city. Last week, the Planning Commission approved the conditional use permit, and the council is meeting to work on the developer's agreement. The hospital will offer both emergency care and clinic-based primary care services. They hope to break ground on the new hospital this spring. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkie Beiner cross-country ski race in Wisconsin. Executive Director Ben Pop says melting won't be an issue with temperatures remaining bitterly cold the remainder of the week. Pop says they'll be out grooming the 34-mile trail between Cable and Hayward. They hope temperatures won't be too cold for Saturday's race. Organizers will continue to monitor the weather to make sure it's safe for the racers and the hundreds of volunteers. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the annual race. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Taxpayers with questions on the homestead tax credit are encouraged to attend one of two workshops with the Buffalo County ADRC. The workshops are scheduled for February 26th at the Highland Apartments from 1 to 1:45 and from 2 to 2:45 at the Vine Lincoln Street Apartments. Both of those locations are in Mondovi. To register for the free workshops, contact the Buffalo County ADRC program. The Chippewa County District Attorney says the shooting of a man in December by police was a justified act of self-defense. That incident happened December 21st in the town of Lafayette after officers were called to a domestic incident. 49-year-old Matthew Luke had fled the scene before officers arrived, but then crashed his vehicle near Highway K and 50th Avenue. When confronted by officers, Luke fired a gun at them. Officers returned fire and killing Luke. The La Crosse Area School District has announced its new climate action plan. The district says the effort is intended to reduce environmental effects, provide healthier learning environments, and create a stronger, more resilient future for the community and kids. Short-term targets for 2030 and long-term targets for 2050 were all outlined in the climate action plan to reduce energy consumption, switch to renewable energy, cut waste, and include sustainability into the classroom. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is thinking about a 2026 bid for the U.S. Senate. Senator Tina Smith, who stated she would not run for re-election, will leave the seat open. Walz is also thinking about seeking a third term as governor when his second term ends in 2027. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, along with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Angie Craig, are other Minnesota Democrats contemplating a run for the open Senate seat. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has